Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, cut the crap. Mary's formal introduction was it. It feels like I'm giving a lecture. But no. Today is the day to be romantic because the celebrity who we have on the hot seat just takes our hearts away in one go. He is so hot till a damn suit with Chandni. Are you like you? Abhi bhi nahi pehchana kya? Chalo, one more hint de dete hai. He is so cute that once you look in his pretty charming eyes, you will be flattered. And yes, you guessed right that he celebrated his birthday on 17th of this month. And he is none other than Vipul Gupta of India Calling. So Vipul, a very warm welcome to you in this Chalichashka show of India Forums with me as your host, Kirti.
Thank you so much.
First of all, we want to wish you a very warm belated happy birthday. So how was your day and how did you celebrate your birthday?
My birthday was Sunday, and it was like, I called just few friends of mine, with few close friends, I don't know, there are some drinking session in the house, possible starts party, so I just started out with that. It was quite fun, because few of my friends, like 15, 16 people were there,
okay.
And we had a blast there.
So, like, did you celebrate on the set of India Calling? Like, there was
I was part of the set. To be told that very few of my side people I was called on the set, but I just wasn't. I was not shooting. I was just called for the cake. Okay. So I was like, it was very sweet of them. So I cut the cake there, and everybody was there.
Oh great, lovely. All right, folks, let's have some fun with our very favorite RB of India Calling, Vipul Gupta. Vipul, we'll ask you some really funny and interesting questions, and we expected equally funny, interesting answers from you. So are you ready?
I'll try. Yeah.
Okay. The first question is, if you're allowed to act crazy for one day, what would be the first thing you would do? Crazy, you have to act crazy for a day. Oh, you're not supposed to take that much time. Come on.
This is a very crazy question. I've never thought on those lines.
Anything wild.
I'll just take up. And I'll just try and manage to fly, man. I love flying, so I'll just try and grab hold of a flight and just like
okay.
Open space, or I'll just
manage something.
Without any international boundaries, man.
Huh? What about superheroes? You wanna fly like them? Superman, Spiderman, like you know, like
yeah, something on those things. Like, if I wouldn't be able to fly, I'll take a flight. I'll catch hold of a plane and make it fly, man.
Okay. This one is really interesting, the next question. Let's say one day you wake up and you have suddenly transformed into a girl. Name three Bollywood actresses who you would like to combine to create a female. Yeah, three Bollywood actresses.
Okay. Kareena Kapoor.
Kareena. Okay, and you have to give us the details, like, you know, what do you want from
them? Okay, I'll take Kajol of Kajol.
Okay.
Body of Kareena Kapoor.
Okay.
And smile of Madhuri Dixit.
Alright, so is these three are like your favorite actress, is it?
I'll say my favorite would be Sridevi.
Oh, even I liked her. Really like her personally.
She's superb, man. You're superb.
Okay. There are five ice cream flavors, okay? Chocolate chip, cookies and cream, vanilla, chocolate chip and mint, butterscotch. Which one would you be and why? You like ice cream?
I love the butterscotch, yeah. Okay. It's being my favorite.
Okay.
I just like it, right? It's really my favorite since my childhood.
Okay, so you like having butterscotch. No chocolate?
I find the butterscotch the best, yeah.
Alright. Okay, so Vipul, do you like animals?
I'm not much of an animal person, but I like birds, yeah.
You like birds? If you don't like animals, we have to send Menaka Gandhi to you.
No. I'm not against animals, but I'm not very fond of. I do love some breeds of dogs, but that's it. But I'm not very. Okay. I can't see. I don't do injustice or cruelty to animals or something like that. But
okay. So, like, if you have to entertain a dog, like, what would you do?
If I have to entertain?
Yeah. Since you said that, you know, you like dogs or birds, okay, whatever. So, like, if you have to entertain them, so
I suppose birds.
So, like, how would you entertain a bird?
Depends on the type of the bird, yeah.
Okay. Mimic any tele serial artist.
Anyone?
Yeah, anyone. Television. Yeah.
I am not much of a television watcher.
Okay, so then do it from a Bollywood. Anyone, just mimic anyone.
Ritik Roshan.
Okay, yeah. just mimic him, like, since you worked with him in Laksh movie, I'm just trying to have fun with
him. You want me to do right now?
Yeah.
My mimicry is more of action, yeah, the way he moves his head.
Oh. Now, since
I can copy him, like, in the sense, like, the typical his hands moving and all those stuff, you know.
Okay. I think Shah Rukh has this very typical style even of talking, you know, like his famous Kiran.
Kiran is like, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got a little typical style of talk.
Yeah, but okay.
Okay, another question is, if you had to pick 5 material things to take with you to heaven, what would they be?
I'll take this, there's a new car which I just saw in today's paper, it's a new model launched by Audi. I'll take that car with me. I love cars, sports cars are awesome, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like, I'll take that car.
Mm-hmm.
And, I love my personal home theater, I'll take that too with me. I'm too pure to that.
Okay.
And,
your cell phone to contact people from Earth.
Not bad, yeah, not bad an idea. I just been gifted a new cell phone on my birthday, so I'll take that too along with me.
Okay.
And I'll take my, I love my suits and all, I've just got nice suits and all, so I'll just carry them with me. Who knows in heaven, there's parties happening and all.
You know, you can like just join
us. So, so maybe for more formal parties, I need to carry suits and all.
Mm-hmm.
And I take something sweet for God also, you know, so that.
Oh, how sweet. How considerate, I must say.
So that I'm taking care of it. Exactly.
Yeah, great. Okay, good one. Pick one, a chance to star in a Yash Chopra big budget movie or 1 crore rupees? Which one?
Can I both of them?
No.
Can I star in Yash Chopra, I'll get 1 crore also?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get your answer.
Can it be like, if I star in Yash Chopra film,
mm-hmm.
I'll get 1 crore as a fee?
Yeah, so great, na? So basically a chance to star in Yash Chopra movie, so automatically you get
I'll get 1 crore, don't worry.
Exactly. Good. Okay. If you have hurt someone by your action, how would you make that person smile again? आप उसको कैसे वापस उसकी मुस्कुराहट वापस लाओगे?
उसकी मुंह पे मुस्कुराहट वापस लाएंगे आप?
हाँ, कैसे लाओगे?
I feel if you hurt someone, it doesn't make you small to say sorry. Mm-hmm. I'll just get a flower, and with a girl, I'll get a nice red rose,
uh-huh.
And I'll go on my knees and say sorry to her and give her the rose.
Oh, how sweet! It's really nice. Okay, Abhi, that was really fun. And now a very quick round of questions, and we expect a very quick answers. Like, these questions have been sent by a fan, Mehek, and she calls it some last times. What and why?
Okay.
So it's like last time you cried.
Day before yesterday.
Last time you were embarrassed.
3 days back.
Last time you smiled.
10 minutes back.
Last time you fought.
A lot of fighting happening there. What?
So when is the last
just
time?
Fought.
Today?
Not today, but it was 19th.
Okay. Last time you lied?
In the morning.
Okay, last time you cursed someone?
2 hours back.
Okay. Well, that was cool and some honest confession, I think. And well, we are having loads of musty with the heartthrob of India calling Aditya Vipul Gupta. Okay, Vipul, aap apna koi ek favorite gana hame sunaiye.
Main gaake nahi sunaunga, main bata deta hu. Ga aap dijiye because main gaunga to sab bhag jayenge.
Arey, nahi, please. I mean, all your fans have really requested ki aap ek.
Arey, that's right. The moment they hear me singing, they won't be my fans. They'll be like, oh, how you sing? Sorry.
Hey, I'm sure you can't be that bad, yeah. Come on, don't be that modern.
Honestly, horrible is the word.
You're a bathroom singer or something?
I do sing in the bathroom, but I don't know what my neighbors say about that because I'm really bad, yeah, believe me. I love this song, yeah.
Which song?
The latest song which I like is Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, yeah.
Which
song? I find it like.
Do you like
the song? The title track, Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna.
It's a little sad song, yeah. I mean, slow and sad.
It is, but yeah, but I like the song, and yeah, lately Palpal Ek Pal also Munabai.
Oh yeah, like that, yeah. I swear that Palpal song.
It's a beautiful song, yeah. It's a very lovely.
Oh come on, so, sing Palpal for us.
If I sing Palpal, then you'll run in a pal only, yeah.
Hey, no. I'll give you a couple. No, I'll sing for us, please.
You please sing it for me. Do that for
okay,
me.
No.
Kirti is singing on my behalf. I have given her the power of a talking to sing, so please, Kirti.
So, but you have to join me or else I'm not sitting.
I'll give you the tune, yeah. Sing. I'll do
Okay. I think both of us gonna make a big mess. Let's move to our next segment. Like, this segment is by your fans. Like, they've sent questions and lovely messages to you. So now we'll be grilling session with your hosts. Kirti. Okay, you are all ready to be grilled and roasted?
All ready to get up also to be grilled and roasted.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah, the first question is by a fan, Jaslo. How did you feel when you worked with Hrithik and a real talented director, Farhan Akhtar, in the movie Lakshya?
I'll say honestly, I didn't even think of getting to acting those days. I was just doing theatre and Zoya Akhtar selected me, Farhan's sister.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was... For me, it was a totally different world altogether. I was in Delhi, I was just called for the shoot and all. It was, I'd say, a lovely experience working with these kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I would need to mention Hrithik, because Hrithik is a darling. He is a really superb guy also, besides being a good actor or a great actor, as we can say, but he's a superb guy. And I really gelled very well with him. He had a very nice echo, and he was like, he really helped me in a sense. Like, he told me things, how the thing works. And he was really a big help. He's a sweetheart. That's what I could say. And Farhan, I know more about him. I'll say he's brilliant. He knows his job and he's brilliant.
Really good. So, like, how did Farhan's sister spotted you? I mean, did you go for any audition or, I mean...
I was doing theatre in Delhi, in a place that there's one of the best schools in India called National School of Drama.
Okay.
I was doing theatre with a few friends out there because my friends who just passed out from NSE were there. We read this audition happening there, so we just went. And it just happened now.
Okay.
And I just went with my friend and it was like, okay, I'm there to take care of it.
I just went and... Chance near, aap ek minute mein select ho gaye, is it?
No, it was nothing like that. Maybe they were looking for that kind of a look and all.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, because I was a model and I was just doing theatre. So I had no intention of going for an acting audition or being an actor that time. That too, I was in Delhi.
Okay.
And we don't know how industry works and all. So it was just a coincidence and good. I still consider it a very nice learning because I work with good people and I'm really nice people out there.
No, that's really nice. Okay, the next question is by a fan, Hetal, and she wants to know, do you visit IS? We have heard that you have visited us in past and you've registered yourself as WIPS. Is that true?
Hi Hetal, I did visit and I was quite touched and I really love you all for your awesome mails and your getting my pics, my ad pics, everything. It's and to see you people writing good about me was awesome. I just stand there and I just registered myself and I had to message you people thanks. And really I was really touched doing that and I do keep on once in a while whenever I have some time do try and go to the IF mail in the forums and just check.
You know,
is this me only?
Like, Vipul, what we can do is, like, you know, next time, like, we can arrange a chat with your fan, like, you know, if suppose you tell us whichever time is convenient for you, so that, you know, we can do
a
good promotion that Vipul is going to visit IF at this time, so all the fans of Vipul, they can get a chance to chat with him, you know, so that way... I mean, people will be knowing that you are coming to IF and you're replying to their messages and everything. I mean,
definitely. I'd love to do that for them. I would love to do that.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm sure that we'll soon make it a point to have you informally in our IF section. Great.
I would love to do that. These guys are awesome. Simply awesome.
Very well. Okay, another fan of yours, Sexy Girl and Shrishti Bhutani, wants to know, what is your ideal woman like?
It's very difficult to see or say an ideal woman. I would say a girl who is the engine of my life. Yeah. I to put it like that, who will be that ignition, who will push me forward if I'm down, who will kick my butt also, come on, make a move.
Mm-hmm.
Who is ignition to my engine, who will keep me moving.
Okay.
I suppose that's a girl I would be like.
Someone who always will support you, I mean, you know. Push
support me, in being independent,
yeah.
In the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But still, who's a strong individual, a mature person who understand in the sense, that's the most important thing. Because I don't believe in this ideal concept and all. There's nothing called...
I know, I mean...
We are not perfect people, we are made of imperfections, but I need someone who can pick me for that matter, yeah, just to make me move, come on, man.
Okay. Like, our little source says that you would want to be marooned in an island with Salma Hayek. Is that true?
Salma, I can J-Lo for that matter, yeah.
Who cares? Well, too lucky.
If you can arrange any of them, it'll be great.
That...
A blind date.
A little out of reach right now.
I'll keep my fingers crossed, yeah.
I know, okay. Like, we've just heard that you're quite flirtatious. So, is that true or is just that the ladies simply fall for your charm? Which honest? Go on, you gotta be honest.
Who's telling you all this? Who's telling you all this?
You've got all the information.
I'll say I'm a very healthy flirter. It's a nice thing. Healthy flirting is nice.
I said healthy flirting is nice. It keeps on... It makes life more interesting, I guess. Is it?
It does. It makes things more interesting, honestly. I put it in the right way. But I to an extent, all of us are. And if I appreciate beauty, there's nothing wrong. Yeah.
I know.
I feel it that way.
Oh, don't worry. We're just pulling your leg.
And I'm being honest.
Yeah. You have to be honest. Yeah. It's all about this confession going on.
Okay.
If you were given a chance to act in Friends, which character would you choose? Crazy Hina wants to.
Joey.
Joey. Okay. Why Joey? Because he gets all the women, is it?
No, Joey is mind-blowing. Yeah.
I know. His comedy time, I mean, he's
so the whole thing is just awesome. I love Joey the most. Yeah.
So what about the female one? Which out of three, which one do you like?
Rachel.
Why Rachel? Yeah. Why everyone like Rachel? Why not Phoebe? I think Phoebe is great. I mean, her...
She's also great. I'll offer any one of them.
Okay, no, it's your personal choice.
Okay. No, as much. Okay.
Crazy Hina also says that you have the reputation of being a total prankster on the set. So what's your favorite prank that you've played on the sets of India Calling?
I do keep playing a lot of pranks and all that. I'll be very candid. Pranks I love. Yeah. Since my school days, I've been a big prankster and I love admitting it. A lot of pranks I've played, from making people look like a ghost or messaging people, creating scene among people, like telling something they said about something else.
Oh.
Fun. I'll say the favorite one was the ghost one.
Uh-huh.
When a few of my unit people were sitting, I made my spot, put a white shelter and gave him a candle, and there was no light and he just walked past there.
Oh.
And
I
was like, ooh! It was fun.
What about the Chandni? Did you play any prank on Chandni of Costa?
I played with everyone. Yeah.
Okay.
I played with everyone, from a director to Chandni, to everyone on the set. Now, I don't remember them, but the bigger ones were like, this was fun.
With
my grandpa, I played awesome pranks with everyone. Yeah.
Okay.
I became Chandni, Japan, kept tissue papers in that.
Okay.
A lot of things I've done. So it is.
Well, Adi, I have to tell you something about this crazy fan of yours named Crazy Hint. She really, really, really likes you, and she's posted an amazing post for your birthday with lovely pictures of yours and a great deal of information for all of us. So, like, I want you to say something special to her.
I saw that thing which you've given, the collage which you've done for me. I must say it's one of the beautiful and the sweetest gifts ever given to me on my birthday.
Oh.
All I can say is I love you. Thanks so much. And I just want to know one thing from you. How did you get that sketch done? Because it was...
Beautiful sketch.
Beautiful and unbelievable.
No, it was really nice. I thought...
Do let me know how did you get the sketch done.
I'm sure that must have made her day. I mean, having such a wonderful message from you.
But she made my birthday, so...
Okay, great. Okay, she also wants to know, how is Vipul different from Abhi?
Vipul is quite different from the current Abhi.
Mm-hmm.
The previous one, I could relate more with him. Chelok guy, fun-loving and being candid.
Okay. Yeah, we like naughty Adi rather than extra possessive Adi.
Even I do, yeah.
Yeah, so please change your naughtiness. I mean, we simply love that.
I'm just waiting any time. I just ask my writers and everything, please tell me when I can say you Adi Rocks. It's been so long.
Adi Rocks, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been so long since then.
So what's your favorite scene in India Calling? Sonia K wants to know.
My favorite scene was the scene in which Chani comes to the office for the first time, and she comes to my cabin for an interview, and I loved it. I improvised that scene so much. I loved it. I made her say, "Jan, likho ki main Renji hoon, likho main ye hoon." Ye bola na, loved
really
it.
Really troubled her. You troubled.
Oh yeah, totally mean. And I improvised the scene so much, and that was my second day of shooting. Oh. I loved it.
Yeah, you got to act naughty there.
But I loved it. It was so fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. We all enjoyed that scene. Okay, Avi, well, some of your fans have wrote a lovely birthday messages. And another thing, they call themselves as Vipulians. Yeah,
wow.
All your fans, they call themselves as Vipulian, like Hetal Girl, Mokshi, and a lot of others from Canada, UK, US, Sri Lanka, from all parts of the world have posted lovely birthday wishes for you. And they say, happy birthday to you, Vipul. May God's happiness and success, all your dream come true. Keep smiling, and Adi definitely rocks.
I must say, Adi rocks because of you all, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, I love you all. A lot of hugs and kisses to you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much.
I mean, isn't that amazing, Vipul? Like, all your fans, like, they form their own group and they refer themselves as Vipulians. I mean, that's, like, really cute.
Kitty, honestly speaking, when I once visited IF forums and I saw this, I must say, I'm not being modest or something, or I'm trying to be, like, very good. I was so touched seeing these guys. It was so touching. I had to log in and I had to write.
Okay.
I that's why I made it there and then.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so sweet of them. I if I get a chance, I'll just hug them all, and so sweet of them. I just want you to say I love them all, and a lot of hugs and kisses on my side.
Wow, I mean, that's quite encouraging. I mean, such participation by fans as well as by the star. I mean, that keeps them going, I guess. That's like really
good. I don't think so. If I can just write a thank you to them, it's nothing big deal or something, a star and all.
Uh-huh.
Because of these guys, I would say Adi really rocked. The character rocked because of these guys. So every day, I have this thing in my mind, people are watching me, they love me, so I have to give it more best. I have to give it my best. So it's all these guys are like, these guys were totally catalyst in my thing. I love them all.
Great, really great. Okay, we all know that you've done a number of advertisements. So, how was your journey from advertisements to Bollywood to Tollywood?
I was a model, as I told you, in Delhi also. Lux just happened.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Bombay with, my thing was, I just came to Bombay just to do ads there.
Okay.
I was a model at heart.
Yeah,
and I did maybe 20
lot of advertisements from McDonald's, India, Indian Oil, to Airtel, to CRM.
CRM contains.
Yeah.
Lakme.
Okay, Lakme.
I've shot for like a lot of brands. Business Today, I've shot for Rolls Royce. I've shot for like, you name it, I've nearly done it.
Oh, great.
A lot of creams and all. There's so Persona. So, I'll still love ads, because ads is something which gives you, we go abroad shooting, we shoot with the best people around, the best quality.
Mm-hmm.
The journey has been I've been in Bombay for now nearly 3 years, and I've shot for 20 odd commercials, I've shot for 2 soaps, I did a film.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a very fruitful journey. Lot of hard work, lot of struggle, but I'll say ultimately rewarded. It has been a fruitful journey.
So like, do you plan to work in, like after India Calling, do you plan to work in television as well, or like you'll concentrate more on Bollywood since two of your movies are
After coming to Bombay, one thing which I firmly believe in right now is, it's very difficult to plan ideas.
I know.
So, Let's go with the flow, let the things come.
Mm-hmm.
Be open to everything.
Open to everything. Okay.
Be open to everything and see what works for you. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have no definite plans. I see what's in my hand and whatever suits me the most or what generates interest in me more. I just traveled apart.
So like see, how did you land in Telewood since like you had like
my commercials were playing big time on air, like Lakme commercial pairs were like coming simultaneously. So I got spotted by Balaji.
Okay.
So these guys wanted me for as a lead in the show called Keshi Paliyal.
Yeah, you did that.
So that's how that happened. Yeah. Tamey, Jessica.